What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At 8:13, Tommy Tucker, WWO, getting you ready for July 4th. On July 3rd, the day before, Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, joins us, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, to talk about hip and knee pain. Doc, you ready for the 4th of July?
Yeah, very much, Tommy. How about you?
Yeah, you and those boxes heading in the pool or not? Did the boxes go in the pool or not?
They do. Yeah, they love to swim, actually. It's kind of funny to watch.
you got to be careful because sometimes the nails will rip the pool and deflate it. Just kidding.
Yeah, that is true. We're gonna be at the beach with them tomorrow, though.
Good. Outstanding. Awesome for them and y'all. Pain in your hips or knees can slow you down, make it hard to take care of yourself, but it doesn't have to stop you from living a full, active life. Dr. B is here to tell us, he's from People's Health, of course, talk about joints and share tips for safe pain management. Dr. B, the Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. So, Doc, before we talk about pain, tell us about the hips and knees.
Yeah, sure. So your hips and knees are really just joints within your body, and a joint is any place where two bones come together and meet. And they can come in all different sizes and shapes, and there's actually hundreds of joints all throughout your body. And healthy joints really kind of support you from head to toe. You know, they help you do everything, move around, sit, stand, and do so hopefully without any pain.
So how do your hip joints work?
Yeah, so the hip joint, which is one of the largest joints in the body, is actually where your thigh bone or your femur inserts into your pelvis.
You can sing this if you like, Doc, just so you know.
Yeah, exactly. There is a song. And so what that hip joint does is it really supports all of your upper body, and it helps your legs move. And because of the shape of the hip joint, we call it a ball and socket joint. Mm-hmm. It kind of, the top of the thigh bone is round, like a little ball, and it fits into a cup shape in your pelvis. And that's what enables your hip to rotate in all different directions and move in a lot of different ways.
How about the knee joint?
Yeah, so the knee joint is another one of those largest joints in the body, and it works a little bit differently. It actually connects that same femur or your thigh bone, but down below to your shin, or what we call the tibia. And what that does is it allows your leg to bend and move. And the knee joint is a little bit different. It's called a hinge joint. So think of like a door hinge. It's going to let your leg move back and forth in a single direction, but not side to side.
It connects your femur to your shin bone or tibia until you have knee replacement surgery. Then they disconnect all of that. But we don't need to get into that now. Tell us about hip and knee pain.
Yeah, so when you feel that pain in your hip or your knee, it's usually going to be from the joint itself. And the pain can sometimes be really deep inside the joint. You can't even tell where it's coming from. Sometimes it can be a little closer up to the skin surface, where you think you can kind of press on it and make it better. But really, it can spread to other parts of your body, too. So, you know, an example would be if you have hip problems or a hip joint problem, that often will actually cause pain to radiate into your lower back or even down into your groin area as well.
If only you could press on it and make it better. How long does joint pain typically last?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to depend, and it's very different for different people. Sometimes joint pain can be really short-term, maybe just a minor injury. When that injury starts to heal, that pain will start to go away. But unfortunately, there's a whole lot of people who have what we call chronic joint pain, and that's the type of pain that just really doesn't go away quickly. And by definition, that's any pain that lasts for 3 months or longer. And for a lot of people, unfortunately, it is much longer than 3 months.
What causes all of that hip and knee pain?
So really one of the most common causes, the one we see very frequently and most often, is something called arthritis, which I'm sure you've heard of. That can lead to a lot of pain and some stiffness or even swelling in those joints. And there are different types of arthritis. They're going to affect the hips and knees and all the joints in your body differently. The two main types we think about are osteoarthritis, which is bony arthritis or bone-on-bone arthritis, and then rheumatoid arthritis, which is a little more rare. That's more of an inflammatory arthritis. And then the other big cause of pain that we see quite frequently is injuries, and that could be something like a sprain from overuse. Bone fractures, obviously, are very painful, and joint dislocations as well. And we see those pretty frequently in older adults because those can be caused by falls.
When should you tell a doctor about pain and decide, okay, enough's enough, I got to get some help for this?
Yeah, I mean, in general, anytime you're feeling pain and you think it's unusual, you want to let your doctor know about that. But in particular, I always tell people, if you're having pain that's making it difficult for you to move, to get around, to do your daily activities of life, you want to let your doctor know about it. And then also, if the pain is lasting for several days and it's really not getting better, or especially if it's getting worse, you want to talk to your doctor too. And I always try to make sure people know, talk to your primary care provider first. You don't need to jump straight into a pain management doctor or even an orthopedist, though you may get referred to them by your primary care physician eventually. But your PCP a lot of times can help treat that pain and give you a little bit of pain relief. And we use a variety of things, medications, but also things like physical therapy and a lot of healthy lifestyle, healthy habits that we can talk to you about.
Let's talk about some healthy habits. What are they?
Yeah, so, I mean, everybody knows exercise is fantastic for all kinds of medical conditions, and it is really, really good for when you have joint problems. It can actually help loosen up your joints and make them feel better, but in particular, you want to make sure you're choosing low-impact exercises. You don't want to go out and run a marathon or do a lot of jumping jacks because that could cause additional injury. You want to do something that's a little more calm, something like light walking or swimming, tai chi and stretching exercises, something that doesn't put too much stress on the body and that joint.
We'll talk about how else we can fight joint pain when we come back. Dr. Brent Wallace, Dr. B, Chief Medical Officer at People's Health, is our guest, talking about knee and joint pain. And Doc, I know one thing that people fall into as they age is that they think they're still in high school and they still have to get bigger, faster, stronger. And that's not always the case, right? You don't have
you're
to
more
do
likely
that,
to injure yourself.
Right, exactly. You just like that's what I got on a dry board in the workout room. I got don't push it. You're not training for the Olympics. Relax. You've earned it. 820 traffic now, WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Dr. B, our friend Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, talking about knee and joint pain, and we've already talked about some healthy habits, and when you work out, you're not training for the Olympics, you're just trying to keep your mobility and your strength. Doc, what are some other ways to fight joint pain?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't realize it, but diet plays a really huge role in fighting joint pain, and the way that works is eating healthy foods that have anti-inflammatory properties can actually make your joints feel better. So you want to really focus on foods that help all of your medical conditions. Things like, you know, lean fish, salmon, and tuna are really good. Nuts and seeds and olive oil are also anti-inflammatory. And then all the berries, you know, blueberries and oranges and cherries, those are very good and have a lot of anti-inflammatory properties. And then dark leafy greens, things like spinach, kale, and broccoli are very good for you.
I would imagine there are some bad players as well when it comes to stuff you eat that can make inflammation worse.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing people don't realize, but food does cause inflammation. So you want to try to limit the intake of things like full fat dairy products, and then all those sugary foods and drinks, and then, of course, red or processed meats, because those are going to cause more inflammation in your body and make your joints hurt more.
So besides healthy habits, what are some other ways to safely manage pain at home?
Yeah, so you want to talk to your doctor about all the over-the-counter medications. There's an entire aisle in the pharmacy you can see, but those could interact with some of your other meds. So talk to your PCP first. And then you want to definitely understand and get familiar with something we call the RICE method. So when your hip or your knee starts to hurt, you can kind of walk through those letters of that acronym.
And what are those letters, Doc? RICE,
R-I-C-E. Yeah, so RICE stands for R-I-C-E. So the R is for rest. Obviously, you want to stop any activity that's causing you to hurt. You don't want to make the pain worse or create any permanent joint damage. And then I is for ice. Ice can be very helpful if you apply an ice pack to that joint for about 15 minutes every hour for a couple of hours. That can actually help decrease that inflammation. But try to put a little towel in between the ice. You don't want to freeze the skin. And then C is for compression. Compression can be very helpful. You want to kind of apply that compression through a bandage to reduce the blood flow a little bit and help reduce the swelling that causes pain. And then E, the last one, is for elevation. You want to keep your hip or your knee above your heart level if possible, because that's going to allow the blood flow to come back to your heart, and that'll help a little bit with that throbbing pain you can sometimes feel.
Is it possible to avoid hip and knee pain, or is it inevitable with the aging process?
You know, it's not always preventable. You can't control the shape of your joints, and you may not be able to prevent all those accidents or injuries that can lead to joint pain. But there are a few precautions you can take, kind of what you were just talking about. The one of the big ones is exercise safely. While exercise is really good, if you overdo it, that can cause more joint pain. And actually, it is one of the most common causes of joint pain. So you want to make sure you're wearing proper shoes and that protective gear that you need. And be sure to take time to warm up and cool down with gentle stretching, kind of low intensity movements, because otherwise, if you jump right into a vigorous activity, you're more likely to hurt yourself. And then keep in mind, for older adults, you know, work with your doctor to lower your fall risk, because when you're exercising and moving around, you're more likely to possibly fall down, and then that can exacerbate or actually cause painful hip and knee injuries.
Doc, the thing I found, and I don't know if I should say this or not, but as a general rule of thumb, you know, they say pain is your body. You know, they get in the gym, they got all this foolishness about pain is this, pain is that. Pain is your body warning you not to do it. I've found the only way that you ever really should do something if it hurts is if you're working with a physical therapist after an injury, and under their close supervision, you're doing what they tell you to do to get back to normal. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that is very accurate. If something is hurting, you should stop. But if you're working with a professional, sometimes they may push you a little bit further, like a physical therapist, like you were saying, you know, to try to work out some of that joint pain. But don't try to do it on your own unless you are working with a professional.
And I just say that because I've had knee replacements, and I know that's the only time I found in my life that you do have to push through the pain where it can be beneficial.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, if it hurts, don't do it.
Thank you. Doc, it hurts when I do this, and you say?
Stop doing it.
There you go. Thank you, Doc. Have a great 4th of July weekend. Dr. Brent Wallace, our friend, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. You can find out more about People's Health by visiting the great center they have, the People's Health Medicare Center in Metairie, 3017 Vets. It's right between North Causeway and Trader Joe's. You can't miss it. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are always welcome. You can also visit the website peopleshealth.com or give them a call 1-800-978-9765. Easiest thing to remember, peopleshealth.com. 8:31, time for WWL First News. A minute late for that, we go to Dave Cohen. 8:46, 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I misspoke earlier. I said name, image, and likeness money. It's not for the $20.5 million that LSU has, but it does go to the complicated nature of this. Wilson Alexander joins us, LSU beat writer for The Advocate, to try to explain and revenue sharing and schools paying the players. How you doing, Wilson?
Doing well. How are you, Tommy?
I'm confused, but, you know, I live a lot of my life that way, especially when it comes to this, because it is hard to keep track of, is it not?
It is. I mean, college football has changed so much, and college sports in general have changed so much over the past few years. And, you know, first NIL in 2021, and then, you know, there's all this movement in the transfer portal. Fans have a hard time sometimes just keeping track of who's on a team.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nowadays, and now the players are getting paid and the playoff is expanding. I mean, there's just a lot of change all happening kind of simultaneously, and now this is really one of the biggest changes that's ever happened in college sports.
So
the fact that the schools can finally actually pay the players themselves.
I'm sorry, so let's talk about what happened for this to become legal, and how did the number $20.5 million come to be?
This became legal because Grant House sued, and there was a couple other antitrust suits against the NCAA as well. They all kind of consolidated into this one settlement, which has become known as sort of the House settlement, and basically suing over the right to earn, you know, former players had not, from like 2016 to 2021, players who could not earn off of their NIL sued because they hadn't been able to earn off their NIL. And so the NCAA is paying out $2.8 billion in back damages to, you know, those to that group. But it also all set up this new system moving forward that the college athletes will be able to get paid, you know, directly by the schools. There's new roster sort of limits and scholarship changes and such. And those are some of the big things. There's a whole new entity, too, to sort of police everything. And it all sort of all came through those settlements. And sorry, what was the second part of your question?
Well, $20.5 million was decided. How that money was decided as part of the settlement?
Yes, it was. In the midst of that settlement negotiations, they came up with that number by deciding that it was 22% of the average annual revenue generated by a power conference school and Notre Dame from their media rights their sponsorships and their ticket sales. So they sort of combined those numbers from everybody and then took 22% from that. That's how they got to the 20.5 for this year one. But that number is going to increase over the course of the 10-year settlement, 4% each year. And then every 3 years, they'll reassess to see where they're at.
All right, so you got $20.5 million. You got God knows how many sports and athletes involved. How do they go about deciding who gets what?
So for a school, like, let's just specifically, you know, use LSU as an example here, because every school is a little bit different, especially you talk about the Power Four level and then the Group of Five level. I mean, those strategies are vastly different because of the amount of money that is within the athletic departments. So for schools around Louisiana, it's different. But for LSU specifically, what they said they did was really follow the formula that the NCAA used to pay out those back damages, which was giving most of the money to the sports that generate the most money, which is football and men's basketball. It sort of turned into this formula, 75% to football, 15% to men's basketball, 5% to women's basketball, and then 5% to everybody else. You're seeing that in a lot of SEC teams, and LSU is doing the same thing.
But it would seem like LSU, the focus would be on baseball and football, no?
Yeah, you would think. And there's certainly some questions and some lingering sort of mystery to what exactly is baseball getting at LSU. LSU has decided to give money to every team on campus, and which their officials said is sort of sets them apart in a way from a lot of other schools who might only, you know, give it to six or seven teams or something like that. They're giving it to a little bit to everybody, but that means that baseball is lumped in with that final 5%. So we don't know how much baseball is getting at LSU, but the thing is that, you know, men's basketball is still the sport that actually makes money because of the media rights, the television deals. LSU baseball is, over the past few years of the Jay Johnson era, has actually lost money every year, even though it is probably the number two sport on campus in terms of popularity. It is actually not a money maker. And so it still generates more revenue than a lot of other baseball programs in the country, but it's just, it's not like it finishes with a profit every year. And so I think that's a big part of the consideration, is that men's basketball is still a program that, even though it has not been nearly as successful, actually generates and makes money year in a way that baseball doesn't.
You're telling me it's about the money? Wilson,
shocking,
I'm shocked.
Right?
Shocked, I say. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. I want to talk about, so you got $20.5 billion. Right away, $2.5 million comes out to pay for new scholarships. But where? How are the other scholarships paid for? And then what happens to that $18 million? Who gets paid what? What's Garrett Nussmeier likely to make? Or how do you decide what players get what? I don't know. Wilson Alexander, our guest, LSU beat writer for The Advocate. And then there's also the question people are texting in about, where does NIL fit into this transfer portal, et cetera. 8 till 9, traffic, WWL. 8:55 and a half, going back to Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Wilson Alexander, LSU beat writer for The Advocate. So LSU's got $20.5 million. They're going to distribute a little bit to every sport. $2.5 million comes out for scholarships. Do you have any idea? Does LSU have any idea? Does everybody get a little bit? Do only star players get paid? Are you going to have a soccer player getting paid when maybe a football tackle's not? Take me through all of this, if you would, please. Wilson, if you know.
A football tackle is certainly going to get paid before the soccer player does.
Okay.
But exactly who is getting the money isn't something that's necessarily known. Some assumptions can be made, like, you know, the football team is certainly getting paid. But what's interesting maybe on football is that, you know, like Garrett Nussmeier is going to get paid, you know, certainly more than your backup right guard. Mm-hmm. It's almost, as I've been explained to me over the past few months, it's sort of like structuring your money like an NFL team would, is kind of how LSU's general manager, Austin Thomas, is looking at this when it comes to the football team, you know, sort of percentages that are, you know, going to different positions, and you're weighed toward your most important positions like quarterback and left tackle and defensive end, et cetera. And they kind of have a formula in place for what every position is sort of worth. And he has a database, this sort of software that allows him to manipulate those numbers very easily and be able to see like how all that fits under the cap that LSU has. And so that's what football is able to do. Like I said, though, LSU is giving some money to every team on campus. But that it's up to the coaching staffs, how they divvy out that money, whether or not they're giving something to everybody, or if somebody is simply now giving maybe a full scholarship that they didn't have in the past. You're seeing 42 new scholarships going to women's sports, so there are more scholarships available for those athletes, and perhaps that may offset that they might not get as much in ref share, but they'll now have a full scholarship that they maybe didn't have before. So that's part of the strategy as well. But exactly what those numbers are, like how much somebody is getting paid, is not something that we know yet.
Does everybody on a football team get paid, or we don't know that either?
That's my understanding. I'm fairly certain that is what the case, yes.
Do you have any idea what kind of money we're talking about? Minimum?
I mean, so the football team gets 75% of that $18 million. So that's $13.5 million across the whole team.
Mm-hmm.
How much is going to each position, particular person and position? We don't know that specifically, no. But again, it's sort of your most important players and your most important positions are going to be getting more. I suppose if we did the math, we could maybe get to ourselves to a reasonable ballpark, but I don't know that exactly.
I'm just wondering, is this guaranteed? I'm just looking at it from the operational standpoint. You're going to have to come back with us, Wilson, because I got so many more questions. But do you get it as a bonus, a one-time payment? Do you get it weekly? If you don't show up for practice, can they dock you? Do we know any of this yet or not?
No, because we haven't been able to get our hands on a contract yet, exactly how it's paid out. What's going to be the most interesting thing, though, is LSU able to recoup a buyout or something like that if a player transfers? Because there is still the transfer portal. There is still unlimited transferring allowed for college athletes. So if a player leaves, Kelly Zinn, their deputy AD, said that they have ways, while they're still at LSU, to make sure that money is sort of – that they actually do what they need to do in exchange for that money. But she did acknowledge that if a player leaves, it's going to be kind of hard to get a buyout back. Without this sort of it all becoming very clearly an employee-type arrangement, which it still isn't exactly.
She's what a mess. We'll talk to you again. Taking a break, come back. We'll talk about AI and job searches.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.